Mata Jis. Atmanam, himself, cha, also, pravayasam, advanced in age, akalaya, considering, vishampatihi, king Uttanapad, vanam, to the forest, viraktaha, detached, Pratishtat, departed, Vimrishan, deliberating on, Atmanaha, of the self, Gatim, salvation. Translation and purpose by Srila Prabhupada. After considering his advanced age and deliberating on the welfare of his spiritual self, King Uttanapad detached himself from worldly affairs and entered the forest. Purport? This is the sign of Rajarshi. King Uttanapad was very opulent and was emperor of the world, and these attachments were certainly very great. Modern politicians are not as great as kings like Maharaj Uttanapad, but because they get some political power for some days, they become so much attached to their positions that they never retire unless they are removed from their post by cruel death or killed by some opposing political party. It is within our experience that the politicians in India do not quit their positions until death. This was not the practice in olden days, as it is evident from the behavior of King Uttanapad. Immediately after installing his worthy son Dhruva Maharaj on the throne, he left his home and palace. There are hundreds and thousands of instances like this in which kings in their mature age would give up their kingdoms and go to the forest to practice austerity. Practice of austerity is the main business of human life. As Maharaj Dhruva practiced austerity in his early age, his father, Maharaj Uttanapad, in his old age also practiced austerity in the forest. In modern days, however, it is not possible to give up one's home and go to the forest to practice austerity. But if people of all ages would take shelter of the Krishna consciousness movement and practice the simple austerities of no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating, and chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra regularly 16 rounds, by this practical method, it would be a very easy task to get salvation from this material world. So here, in this very nice purport, Srila Prabhupada describes, he gives us the solution, he gives us the way how we can actually quit this material world, how we can get liberated, and liberated in the sense of truly liberated, not just leave this material world, but by performing the austerities, then we can enter the place of the Lord. So, as we are seeing, now Srila Prabhupada, he gives the solution to the problem, that one doesn't have to really perform great austerities, because yes, it's difficult, and then it may not be thinkable that somebody just will go to the forest and be there. Okay, so it's not for us. So what is for us? As Prabhupada says, then following the four egregious principles. So these four egregious principles, what will they do? They will detach us from the material world. And 16 rounds chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then that will give us the attachment for the Lord. So in these five instructions, the whole devotional service is summarized. It's contained in all these just five instructions. And in fact, the important one is one, chanting of the holy name. Because that will give us the taste for serving the Lord. The other four, then that will enable us, so then we will keep ourselves detached from the material world. So all must be there. If somebody, just by chanting the holy name, then he figures out, I don't want to be here anymore, fully surrenders, then at that moment there is no attachment to the material world. So he doesn't have to follow any regulative principle, he's automatically following. Whatever he does for the pleasure of the Lord. So he remembers the Lord constantly. But for some of us, then, who may not be able to surrender on the spot, then we have to slowly utilize our nature by activities which we perform for the Lord, offering the results of our activities or offering the activities to the Lord. Then we will get purified, and as we progress, then we will understand that yes, this world is not really a place for us to be. So then how can we achieve that? Chanting of the holy name. Now the Shastra prescribes the 9 processes of devotional service. Out of the 9, then Srila Haridas Thakur recommends then hearing and chanting of the holy name. These are the best. So we should focus on them. Shravanam, Kirtanam. These are the best activities. We should focus on those. But the other activities, they are also great. Though they may be more difficult in this age to perform. But any of the 9 processes of devotional service can take us back to Godhead. So then, therefore, performing this, that will help us to achieve Krishna's place. So we have to focus on our devotional services. We have to know whom are we doing it for. We need to know who we are in the position, in the relationship to the Lord. And then perform the services. In the process, then we accept Guru. Guru gives instruction. He tells us what we should do, how we should do it. We have to be able to follow the instructions of our Guru. By that, we get purified, we can perform devotional service, and then go back to Godhead. But we have to understand the instruction, what actually is being spoken. Not just the detail of what the instruction is, but the principle behind the instruction. Now, many devotees, they want some, oh, Guruji, please give me some specific instructions. I'm special. So give me some for me, something, just me. There is no need for it. Just he gives you the instruction, just chant the holy name. This is very special instruction. There is no more special instruction than that. That's the topmost. You chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you will understand who you are. You will understand how to serve the Lord. There's nothing better than that. And it's specific to each and every devotee. So it may seem, oh, everybody gets it, so then if I get it, no, I'm not so special. Well, if you think like that, then no. So, we get the instruction. We have to fulfill. We have to understand then how it relates to us. Then Guru may give another instruction. Say, no, Prabhupada says, okay, who distributes books? Then he is the most dear to me. So, okay, so then what do we? So everybody goes and start distributing books. And then what happens to worshipping the deities? And what happens to cooking for the devotees who are distributing books? And then what happens to the temple not being clean because everybody is distributing books? Right? So, but then, Prabhupada said distribute books. But what does it mean distribute books? That must be understood. See, what is distribution of books? The physical book, yes, that's one definition. You can give that and then you distribute books. But what the book contains? The book contains knowledge. That knowledge must be understood and applied. You apply the knowledge in your life, you get realization. You go around and you teach people about devotional service. You distribute books. You distribute the conclusion, you distribute the mood of Srila Prabhupada. That's distributing of books. If you just memorize book Bhagavad Gita or anything and then you know how to recite the verses and then memorize it, it's nice, but if you don't understand what you are talking about, you don't understand what Krishna is talking about, then it's not very useful. So you may be giving Bhagavad Gita, but if you don't know what's there, people ask you some question, you don't know how to answer it, what kind of distribution is this? Just you get points? That's not the best. So you have to try to understand the principle of what's behind the instruction. Then, knowing that, then okay, I need to read the book. I need to apply the knowledge in my life. And then by practice, I will distribute the book. So then in Bhagavad Gita, we learn about how to worship the Lord. So then we start doing arati based on how we actually should do it. Then devotees come, they see the arati and they see the mood of the pujari with which he worships the deities. This is distributing books. That's the conclusion. The cook who is cooking in the kitchen now for the devotees who are hungry because they are distributing books. So when they come back, they are very happy because they get something hot to eat and something very tasty offered to the Lord. So they don't need to eat anything outside. So then they were very pleased. And why? Because the cook has some expertise. So then he does. And then he offers it to the Lord. So then by the devotion which he puts into the cooking, then Krishna likes, he is pleased, devotees will be pleased. So then he is distributing knowledge, and not just knowledge, he applies the knowledge. So then he gets the realization. So this is important point which we have to all contemplate on. Because, you see, modern day the world, right? The modern situation. It's not very stable. People are looking for ways how to improve their life. So then they try, okay, we will vote for this politician because he is promising us something. which we like to get. But these politicians, they are going to promise you whatever you want to hear, because, as Prabhupada mentions, they want to be there until they die. Why? Because they extract money from the people. No, they have some profits. That's all what they want. They are not really interested in, you know, seeing how people are and how to help people. They don't go really around and, you know, seeing what they can do for the people. They go and they contemplate on how they can get more out of the people, how more they can be exploited, what we can do for them or with them. So they are not to be trusted. So then we have to find some way. So whom we trust? How do we get the satisfaction in our life? How do we get? What do we need to do? Then the real happiness comes when we are sheltered. From shelter, then we feel comfortable and we feel happy. Because we are satisfied. Yes, okay, I am comfortable in this situation. I have my house, I have my family, now that the children are happy, wife is happy, I have enough to take care of. It's that satisfaction. Now, if you don't have the shelter, then naturally you will not feel satisfied. Somebody may be satisfied living under the tree. For them it's shelter, because it depends on Krishna, and then what Krishna provides, he is happy. Somebody needs more than that. But nonetheless, it's a shelter. So then we need to get the shelter. And where is the ultimate shelter from? Where do we get the ultimate shelter? That's Krishna's lotus feet. So then how do we do it? How do we get it? So we have to surrender. We have to find a way how we can surrender to the Lord. And then that is by developing relationships. So we perform austerity. For us, it may be austere, right, to follow four regulative principles. And on top of that, chanting 16 rounds, it's great austerity. But if we do that, what does that develop? It pleases the Lord. So then the austerity, we actually perform as a sacrifice. We sacrifice our time, our energy, whatever we have, for the pleasure of the Lord. So that way, then we are developing relationship. We please the Lord by doing our activities. We please Guru. We please the Vaishnavas. So naturally, when we please somebody like that, we will be pleased. If you perform activity and it doesn't please anybody, then you are not generally very happy. So that's not the aim. The aim is to perform the activity so then others get pleased, Krishna gets pleased. Through that, we develop the relationship, and then we will naturally want to do things more and more. We get more faith. We get more enthusiasm to perform these activities, which pleases the Lord, pleases the Vaishnavas. And then the relationship deepens. We become more and more attached to perform these activities to please others, to please the Lord. And then we advance. So then we stop doing things just because we have to. We stop going for Mangalarati just because we have to. We stop chanting round just because we have to. We start doing these activities because we want to. It's cold. Getting up in the morning, taking cold bath. Oh, it's very cold. But Mangalarati is there. Then we go to see Krishna, how he looks like today. So no matter what, still we get up, we take bath, and still we do for Bhagavata. If it's just a duty, then yes, I have, well, if I could sleep, I would, but I have to go because if I don't, then he doesn't write my name in the book. So that's okay, well, whatever, I have to go. And if I don't go, I don't get breakfast or something, whatever. That's because we have to. But if we develop the attachment, we develop the affection, then we will do it because we want to. And then, no matter what, just things we will do because we want to please the Lord. We will stop looking at what pleases us or what our need. We will be looking for what Krishna's need. How can we please him? What can we do for him? So then, that way, then what we start doing will be more spontaneous. It will be the same thing. We will still go for Mangalarati. We will still perform the puja. We will still not do our duties. But the mood, instead of because we have to, then we will be doing it more spontaneously. So that's the whole idea about performing devotional service. We start to develop the attachment for Krishna. And at the same time, develop the detachment from the material world. If we can do that, then we can achieve Krishna Prema. And that's not a small thing. That's the ultimate goal. And then how to do it again? Srila Prabhupada gives it here in this purport. So we should not fall into the trap of Maya. We should not think that getting position, no, that's the ultimate goal. Some devotees may think, well, if I get second initiation, then I get the thread, and then, yes, I made it. If you think that this is the goal, if you think that that's your idea, then the problem, because once you get the second initiation, then you may not have any enthusiasm to really continue developing more, because you got what you wanted. So we should have much higher aim than that. In fact, now getting initiation is just the beginning. It's not the end. So getting instruction is just the beginning, not the end. We have to take that and see how we can utilize that in our life. So that, okay, we make a second initiation, and that's just the beginning. Okay, now we can properly learn how to worship the deities, how to purify ourselves, how to do various activities connected directly with the deities, and then through those activities we get purified. It's not meant for just going around and see, I have a threat. That's not what it is. So these things must be understood, the principles behind. If we can understand these principles, then we can connect them to the Lord through any activity in our life. Because in every detail, behind every detail, there are principles. If you know only how to apply the details, you may know how to apply it in a certain situation. If the situation changes, then you don't really know what to do. If you learn cooking one recipe, and then you know just that one recipe, then yes, you may know it and you may cook it any time. But if some ingredients is missing, somebody doesn't have it and they ask you to cook it, if you don't know the principle of cooking, you will not know what to do. You will not know how to make it without the ingredients. So you will be not able to do that. Why? Because you don't know the principle. If you know the principle, then you know, okay, this ingredients gives this texture or gives this flavor, so then we have to use something else. What do you have? Okay, you have this. Okay, yeah, we can use this one and this one, and it will work. It will not be maybe the same, but it will be not little bit different. But still, it will be very close to the original recipe that you can do only if you know the principle. So the same thing with the instruction. Same thing. It all applies not throughout our life. So then, how do we apply it? What do we see? What do we do? That very much depends on how much we want to fulfill the instruction, how much we want to achieve that. So each of us is capable of doing it, but the question is how much taste is for that, because many times we like to do things which are directly connected to us, right? And not many times we only do activities which benefit only others, not us. But don't forget that in the spiritual world, everybody is serving the Lord. Their happiness comes from Krishna's happiness. They never do any activity which directly pleases them. They don't have that concept. So that's what we should practice. Any questions? Yes.
About the spiritual master, some will say that if he will tell me to chant, I know what he is going to tell, so why should I take him? Srila Prabhupada told them, why should I take Diksha Guru?
Yeah, so if you would think like that, then yes, you are not qualified yet to really accept the spiritual master. Because the spiritual master does give you the Maha Mantra, and he gives you the Maha Mantra to practice, to chant. So by the chanting of the Maha Mantra, you go back to Godhead. Now if you think that why should you accept because he's going to give you as anybody else, so then yes, you are not yet qualified to take that spiritual master. You have to have some little greed to actually want to get the Maha Mantra so you can practice it and you can go back to Godhead. Then you can use it. But if you think that you can get along without that instruction, then yes, you are not yet ready to accept initiation. You understand the point? More questions? Yes.
Hare Krishna. Following four regulative principles and chanting 16 rounds is special instruction for everyone. But at the same time, sometimes Guru Maharaj gives some particular instruction for particular disciple. Just like Prabhupada got instruction that go to the West and preach Vaishnavism. So like this, Prabhupada got so many special instructions from his guru. So, chanting holy name is special, but at the same time, Guru Maharaj can also give some particular instructions, considering the position of the disciple. So, are they not special? They are also special.
Yeah, they are. See, the guru can give you any instruction, whatever he wants. And then he sees the mentality of the disciple, and then according to he engages his mentality in Krishna consciousness. So somebody is more passionate, so he will give him such instruction so he can engage his passion in devotional service. Somebody is more sattvic, so then he will give him different set of instructions. But it should come from the guru, and then whatever the disciple gets, he should fulfill, right? But if the disciple, no, I need some, I'm special, so therefore I want some special instruction, that's wrong. You see, instruction, okay, there was one incident. It happened during some war. I don't know which one exactly, but it was that the one of the generals, he needed to get a message. Some, the radio didn't work. Something was, everything was not disabled, and he needed to get a message over the front, not to some allies, whatever. So then he needed somebody, you know, who would be capable of doing it. So he calls, he called one soldier, and then he told him, well, okay, I have something, I have an instruction, just take this message to that place, okay, to that city or whatever. So, yes. And how do I get there? Okay. Go. Next. So then, next time I need to send this instruction now to that place. And yes. Okay. And then what do I do? What's my facility? Now, how can I get there? Okay, go. Next. And then he called, and then he called one soldier, and then he said, okay, I need to take the instruction, and just the message, and just carry it. He said, yes. And then, anything else? No. And then he walked away. So then he figured out, he was determined, he is going to do it. If the determination is there, he will find out. He will get all the necessary instruction by the person. But when they already worry about what do I do, how do I do, then he was not capable for the task. He wouldn't be able to get that particular task done. So then he took the instruction, and immediately then he applied. This is when we get instruction from Guru, we have to see it this way. If we have some doubts, then yes, we may discuss with the Guru or Sadhu, consult Shastra. Then we need to clarify that. But we have to see also according to the urgency, the emergency. That is, when the pilots, when they fly, so then there is a normal communication on the radio. They say, and then normal thing is that they repeat what they heard. So then, and after that they perform the task. Now, there was an emergency. In emergency, what happens is that the instruction is different. They don't call the plane by the name, or they just say the name and say the instruction. Then when you hear this, you don't repeat it. You immediately perform it. Because there is a danger ahead, and then you don't even bother with it. You immediately do it. Whatever you hear, you do. So there was one pilot, and then he wasn't very, he didn't have many hours flown. So he forgot about it. So then they were flying, both at the same height, two planes. Coming close, they saw that on the radar, so they immediately gave instruction to both. One go up, one go down. Now, they instructed the pilot, okay, immediately go down. And then, yes, I understand, here, okay, I'm going down, and it collided. So, he didn't understand the emergency, because instruction was given, but he didn't follow. He didn't understand it. So how instruction is given, we have to immediately see how do we perform, what's the best. And we should not misuse, we should not misinterpret the instructions of our spiritual master. Many times devotees come with an idea of what they want to do, and they want to ask the spiritual master such a way so he gives blessings. They are not asking what they should do, but they are asking, please give me yes. There was an incident during Srila Prabhupada. There was one devotee and he comes and he said he wanted to marry second wife. So now Prabhupada said yes. Now, why did he say yes? And after that, now then devotees is wondering, now why we don't practice polygamy? Now how come you told him yes? Then Srila Prabhupada explained. He said that he would anyway do it. Now if I would say no, he would go against my instruction. He would go against my order. So then he will fall down because of that. So rather I give him yes, then he will do it. He will be frustrated after some time, but still that's not a problem. But if he would go against instruction of spiritual master, then it will be a problem. Sometimes devotees come and they come, oh, Guru Maharaj, can I get married? And they expect yes, right? So then, okay, let's consider, yeah. Okay, yeah, no, she's here, no? And we are already actually, it's today, so please come for the marriage, you know, like that. So sometimes it happens also like that. We are not asking, can I get married? It's like, can you please say yes? No, that's the underline. But this is, so we are not, we are asking for a special instruction, right? No, yes, I'm so special. But why am I so special? No? Well, my Guru Maharaj is very special, but he's special because I'm special. You see, that makes him special. That's, no, Kanishta mentality. So that will not take us very far. We have to understand that there are also others. And then any instruction which we give, which we get from spiritual master is special if we apply it properly. Yeah?
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Yes.
Prabhu, you were saying that in the spiritual world, all the residents are inclined just to serve Krishna, and they're not looking for their own happiness. But by doing that, they experience unlimited happiness. So our problem seems to be that in the conditioned state, we told to serve Krishna, but our inclination is for our happiness.
Right.
So how to? And it's just like it seems more difficult from our position.
See, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna very clearly states, no, what we should do. He says, the best way, just surrender to me. Just surrender and then all your problems will be solved. I will take care of you. Now, if we cannot do that, then all the activities, anything which you do, do for me. So whatever you perform, whatever you need to do because of your conditioning, just do it for Krishna. If you cannot do that, then do whatever activities you need to do. Offer the results to me. So up to now, this is devotional service. Different levels, but devotional service. Now, if you cannot do even that, then it is just be pious man. Don't disturb. But if you offer the results of your activities to the Lord, that's devotional service. So you do what you need to do. You build your own house because you like it this way. But then you will make some small little room there for Krishna. So, no, you don't forget Krishna. But then if you do it more seriously, then you build big temple for the Lord, and then you will find some small room for yourself. So that's the other. You do it for the Lord, and He takes care. So He is not living in your house, you are living in His house. And then if you now go farther than that, then, well, you can give the room to somebody who needs it, and you go and, you know, under the tree, you are there, you know, depending fully on the Lord. Whatever comes, comes. If it doesn't come, doesn't come. And then just concentrate on chanting, you know, preaching, going around, and then be fully dependent on the Lord. So these are all devotional service, but there are various stages. Yeah? Some more questions?
My question is, what is more important, make service for the temple or make service for the Gurukul?
Service for the temple?
Service for the Gurukul.
What is the difference?
No difference.
The Gurukul does service for the temple, the temple does service for the Gurukul, yeah. So then serving the temple or serving the Gurukul, it's still a service. Somebody has more ability, you know, to serve in the temple, because the activities in the temple are closer to his nature, then he will be serving in the temple. Somebody serves in the Gurukul because the nature is closer there, so then naturally he will be serving in the Gurukul.
Yeah.
So there is no really difference.
Yeah. I hope you are okay with me. I can announce from after 1 week or for I start selling vegetables from the Gurukul for help the Gurukul, because the Gurukul is making big service for all you, because he's teaching all the boys, many boys, and they need help, no? Entonces, this is very important. If everybody can help me, after 1 week I start selling vegetables from the Gurukul, it's for help the Gurukul, okay? It's no contaminate, no chemical, no nothing, yeah? Very good quality.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Anything else? Is everything clear? How we are supposed to serve the Lord? So then we will all become fully surrendered and go back to Godhead. Good. Yes.
Thank you for the nice talk. How to take initiative in devotional service? We can ask the spiritual master, we can ask the devotees. Sometimes it's not clear, if we want to make a change in our service, maybe in the service, but we become dependent on the situation, the facility. Maybe Krishna, he's asking us to go that step further, but often it's not clear for sometimes how to take.
How to recognize it?
Yeah.
How to see it? Well, that's when we have to consult Guru, Sadhu, Shastra. Because any step which we do, it should be supported by Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. So then if we are just not ready to make another step, say maybe leave the house and move into the temple. Now, what are we going to do in the temple? So we have to have a very clear idea. know, what will be our engagement, how we can serve the Lord, you know, in this capacity. When we are at home, we are working, making money, then by that money we can, you know, serve the temple, you know, by giving donations. But so then that's one way. We are comfortable with that. But now we feel that we should move into the temple because the association is much better than at the house. So then now it may be a possibility, but one has to have a very clear idea what he is going to do there. Because going to the temple may mean then the more austerity. Because and in the house I'm alone, I can do whatever I want, anytime I want, you know, wake up late, and then come back late, you know, do, you know, watch movie maybe, whatever it is. But in the temple it won't not be possible. So am I ready for that? That means I have to give up something, I have to sacrifice something of myself. Then for the sacrifice, I can come closer, I can get a greater understanding, greater realization by the sacrifice. So then first we have to make clear to ourselves how much are we ready to sacrifice ourselves for that idea. Then consult Guru, Sadhu and Shastra and see what they recommend. And then if it's good idea and everything works out, then we benefit. But if we are not fully, no, it's like nice idea, it may be no good thing to do, to try, but we are not very determined, then it may not work out. And then we get frustrated. So we have to be very cautious and we have to be very thorough in how we perform our activities. So we should see that the activities are for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna. Because if it's not supported, you know, by Guru Sadhu Shastra, then it is most likely just some mental speculation. Association of devotees, there may be one consideration, okay, we want to move because we want association. But what kind of association we want to give? No, we want to associate with the devotees whenever we want, but when we don't want, we want not to have our own house back again. So if that's the consideration, then it's better to invite the devotees into the house and have no program with them, and after they go, it's again my house. But in the temple, it's not your house, so you are guest at the temple. So it will be more difficult. So all these considerations must be there, you know, before we make the further step. Because if we are not ready and we are just pushing ourselves and then we get frustrated, then who is there to be blamed? Not us. It's going to be Krishna and the devotees. And that will give us even further frustration and distaste for devotional service. And even though it was our fault, still we don't want to be blamed. That's the conditioned nature. So we have to be very careful and cautious before making very strong decisions. Yeah. Okay. So we'll end here. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande.